Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Infused with Light. Today I'm joined by my good friend Sarah, who runs the retreat room. She is many things, but I guess one of her superpowers is Reiki, but I would say it's Reiki with a twist. She is an intuitive empath and has many abilities, which we will probably go into today. So welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
So maybe we should tell people listening how we met, because I think that kind of sums up how the universe works sometimes.
Yes. Well, God, how many years ago was it now? 5 years?
I don't know.
I think, yeah. And you came in one Sunday, didn't you, when I was working in David Jones and Bobby Brown?
I did.
And you was off to a party. You needed your makeup done, didn't you?
I did. But we both realised very quickly that we had crystals in our bra.
We did. Yeah.
I think did you have rose quartz? I had rose quartz.
I think so, yeah. I think I did. Or I had something to protect me, I think, with all the crazy people that were coming into the shop.
Yeah, all the crazy energies. And so that's how we started talking about all types of weird and wonderful things while she was trying to put mascara on me. So that was fun.
We did. And that was, yeah. That's how it started, didn't it? I know. Yep.
Haven't looked back since. So I guess for everyone listening, I always think it's interesting to talk about like your journey into like how did you get into Reiki and how did you know that you had these gifts, and tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, I've always, I think since I was young, felt I was slightly different, very intuitive. I'd always pick up on people's energies. I could feel people's energies, very sensitive, being in a group of people. And sort of doing beauty therapy, I loved that, but I always had this urge to want to, not say when I'm doing the facials, but want to heal the people as well as sort of giving them the treatments. So when I was living in the UK, I actually had a Reiki, and it just shifted things in me that I didn't really know existed. So I decided to do the Reiki one, I'd probably say about 18 years ago, with a group of people. And from that, the first one is to do it on yourself. So that was to help me. And then I sort of had more and more treatments with people. Then I moved to the Channel Islands and had Reiki there. Then when I was pregnant with the kids, I had it. And then I decided to do Reiki 2. And from that, I just found that I was getting more and more intuitive and more things were coming out and meeting more people, I think, that could help me. I think that's kind of really how it started.
And I mean, obviously also being an intuitive empath, it's very obvious to me that you are a healer, you know, and you often talk about how that's all you want to do. And it's taken you a little while to be like, that's what I want to do. And so what can people expect from Reiki?
So Reiki, people still have this thing of, oh, it's a bit woo-woo.
Yeah.
I think what I like about my room that I have at home is that people are put off thinking it's this spiritual crazy thing that's going to do something to people. But I sort of explain to them that we're all energy. You and I are energy. We're made up of energy. Mm-hmm. And I say when you go into somewhere and you meet somebody, the energy that somebody's emitting is on a certain vibration. So like I say, with energy that's coming through, it's basically giving your body, I say, like a service for your car. So it's a service for your body.
Yeah.
So it's working through your chakras. It's universal, what we call love energy. So universal source of whatever you believe in, God. You don't have to have any religious connotation, because it is just energy, and it comes through my hands and goes through me and then goes through into the person that's having the treatment. And I just say it's just such a beautiful, loving, healing, warm energy. You have to experience it to feel it.
Exactly. I think that's like any energy practice. You really have to first be open-minded to it and then be open to receiving what it will do. And I can speak from experience, as I have had many Reiki sessions and a lot with Sarah, and they're just so blissful. You don't need to do anything, but because I also have my own abilities, I can pick up on colors, you might experience tingles, you might get downloads of information, or sometimes you might, it kind of helps you connect too, because you're more grounded to your own abilities if you have any, or it can just help your whole body just reset. Because for someone like me, I'm not grounded, right? And you always say, we need to ground you, we need to ground you. So it definitely is a practice that really can really assist people with stress and like any sort of physical ailment, not just the mental, it really helps on the physical level as well.
Absolutely, but it's on the four levels. So you've got your spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional. So it's those four levels. And what Reiki is doing is getting to the cause as to why we are getting these ailments. Because if you look at disease, you break it down, it's dis-ease of the body.
Yeah.
And what's happening is we're finding now, especially in this day and age, where they're suffering from stress and emotions and family things, that it comes through in our body. So for example, when I was younger, I always had bad throats, always had something wrong with my throat because I never felt I could speak up properly. And with that, I struggled. So now I know how to use it and how to clear the throat chakra and the benefits from going through that. I now know how I can help people in that area. It's just, yeah, the body is such an amazing thing, and we hold so much stress and emotions in it. You know, for your tummy is your second brain. So people that suffer from anxiety, and they go, oh, I didn't realize that. Or, you know, problems with your feet, you don't want to move forward. So once you start to understand your body, it really can shift.
Oh yeah, and I've seen
amazing,
and it's instant. I mean, everybody is different. I think that's something to point out too. Like, you might experience, you know, immediate. You're always going to feel immediately blissful, but it can take, you know, a couple of days for things to integrate or sink in. But every time, I have a lot of problems with like tension in my shoulders and things, and you help with that. And obviously, I do my light language, which is very in my brain, and I have a lot of headaches. So the Reiki has really helped me ground, because I'm so off with the galactics, off in the stars, that your Reiki helps me come back down to earth, because I'm here on earth and I need to stay grounded.
Yeah. And I think so many of us, we're in our heads because we've got so much going on.
Yeah.
And that being centered and being feeling whole, when we feel like that, we can cope. And just seeing the difference from somebody coming, even just after one session, even if it's half an hour, you know, I always say, just try it, because it's just energy. It's for your highest good. There is nothing ever that it's not going to do, that it's not going to benefit from you. So, and I always say, when you're ready for the healing, you will come.
Exactly.
I have people come that, you know, they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to have a massage. I'll try the Reiki, and it's the Reiki that they love, because yeah, it's healing stuff that they didn't realize they needed to be healed.
Yeah, I think it's so good too that you educate, as do I suppose, that, you know, emotions are just energy in motion as well. So when you're having the Reiki, it's yeah, also assisting, sort of pushing them out. So you can sometimes have like a bit of a purge or a bit of a cry, but it's only a release. It's only making room yeah, for your body to reset to its natural alignment.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I sometimes say, you know, you might feel worse before you feel better. Everybody's different. It just depends on where you're storing your emotions, you know, in your sacral chakra, which is around sort of the tummy area, you know, is a lot of family stuff. If you're holding on to things, it's got to come out.
Yeah. And we all have stuff. It's never ending clearing. Yeah.
No, you know, but I always say, and I'm very much of, you know, when you need it. I'm not, you know, you need to come next week or come the week after. You will know when you need it. And I think that is healing, that you're in control of your own mind and your body, you know. And I think that is it, that when you see anybody, you're doing your own healing. You know, we can support, as what you do with your light language, and we can point people in different ways, but ultimately we can only heal ourselves. Isn't that right, Jen?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can have support. It's like, you know, you can have a bandage, you can have a crutch, you can have a cast, but the bone internally yeah, itself has to heal. So it's a good metaphor for, as we call it, doing the work in inverted commas. And it really is. It's, you know, you can take everything under the sun. I guess if you looked at it like supplements, like vitamins, you could take everything under the sun, but you also still need to make sure you're getting sleep and doing all those things to – to assist with it. But I think you touched on a good point there before about not forcing people into, which is a little bit of something I'm witnessing these days, of having to have X amount of sessions to feel better. And you and I are both very much of the discerning aspect of find a practitioner or someone that you resonate with, has your best interests at heart and wants to facilitate your healing, not for their own self-serving interests. 100%. So we've had experiences with that, and that's what I really like.
Yeah.
Both of us, like we say, your body will know, your energy will know.
Yeah.
So do you have any tips for when people are looking for a practitioner? Because you're, you know, you and I are both practicing being discerning. What are the sorts of things that you should look for in seeing someone who practices energy?
I think you know, there's so many people out there, and it's knowing, you know, do you go to the person that charges the most or whatever, anything like that? You've got to resonate with that person. And that's why I always say, you know, if you want to have a chat with me first, we've all got different energies. So everybody's going to like different sorts of people, but you've got to feel when you are doing anything that you're dealing with emotions or stuff that comes up. You've got to be in that place where you don't feel judged, where you feel safe. And that's my most important thing that I want for people, that I wanted for me. Because, you know, you might cry. There might be stuff that comes up that you don't want to deal with, you know, really raw stuff. And you want to be in a place with a person that you're not going to feel judged, that you can be your true self. And I find, you know, when I'm with people that come and see me, I want them to feel comfortable, and then they just start talking, and then it, you know, and then things can come out and they'll go, I didn't know where that came from. But I think when we're in a safe environment with somebody, we can do that.
Yeah. And your retreat room is such a beautiful space. Like, aesthetically, it's beautiful and warm. It's like, I always say that it's like stepping into a bath, like after, you know, and we love going in there and playing in there, because I also think it's important too, when you're seeing someone, check out their space. Like, what's their energy space feel like? Like, really feeling into that. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yeah. Because depending on your energy, you know, I mean, mine's very light. People come in and they feel safe, and I wanted it to be a calm, like cocoon place. That's why it's called the retreat room, to actually switch off. Because when you're dealing with energies, you need to feel that, but some people don't, you know. And that's why I say, it's have a look at the room, come and try. And, you know, it's always important if you can do little taster sessions and see if it's right for you. Because everybody's different, you know. Some people will go to crystal places and they're darker colors, and doesn't mean they're right or wrong, it just means that it's suiting that particular person, whereas I'm dealing with a lot of light, love, heart-centered healing. So I like to keep it very light and safe, nurturing. They're kind of, you know, I prepare my room for everybody that comes with love before they come.
Yeah, and you can definitely feel that. I think that's really important, because you definitely be able to pick up, I guess, and I think everyone is intuitive to an extent. It's just how much they tune into it. So, you, like you said, you know, go into a place and check it out. Have a chat with the person that you're interested in, and everyone has their own thing, you know, their own niche thing. So I think finding what's right for you, and we're all at different stages too. So Reiki might work 1 week, then you might need light language, then you might just need a flat out massage. You just really need to start tuning into the body a little bit more, I think, as we get older. That's something like less in the head, more in the body, and trying to work out like what we need.
I mean, it's like, you know, how when you started to do your light language and people go, oh God, you know, what is this stuff that she's doing? You know, and I'll go,
I still have amazing. That. Yeah.
That's, but only you using words, whereas I can feel the energy. So I feel it in my hands. You can do it channeling through with words.
Yeah,
so it's no different. Yours, as I say, is like the eau de parfum of Reiki. Yours is very pure. So yours is, you know, you only need to do a little bit for you. When you've done it on me, it's just been amazing, absolutely amazing. And I do say to anybody, just try it, because the people... You know, my clients that have tried it have gone, wow, it is amazing, you know. And I just say, please try it. You know, there's nothing to be scared of. It's just fascinating, but it can just clear, and you're so amazing at what you do. So, you
likewise.
Know, really.
Well, I think really it just goes back to us talking about energy. It comes in many forms. You know, we're made up of energy, sound, matter. So I'm a big fan of sound healing. And I know that you still use sound as well when you're doing the don't you? And how do you find that helps?
Well, it just does, because it puts you in a state of calm, and, you know, the music has to be right. You know, I know when we first started, you know, I was playing the wrong music, and it was like, I can't do this. You know, if it's too high, because everything is of an energy, and it just is, you know, and people will come and see and go, oh, I love being around you. That's how it is anywhere. But once you tap into it, your body and then your mind can just go, okay, I'm ready to release stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe we should talk a little bit about a theme that's been happening probably, I would say, for at least the last year, but obviously throughout our whole lives. And we had a little chat about this yesterday, in the process of trusting the universe and surrender and faith, which is so much easier said than done. But I think this is a really important topic. So I think we should maybe share our thoughts on that, if you want to.
So on a little thing that happened yesterday. So so I'm very much of, you know, trusting, and are we on our own? Sometimes we can feel we're on our own, and, you know, you're just going against it. So I took the dog for a walk yesterday, and was having a lovely little walk with her, and then let her off the lead and then dropped the keys. So I'm in this beautiful park, and, you know, with mud and sand and stone and lots of leaves, and, you know, somewhere where I'm never going to find these keys. So I'm there for about, I'd say, a good hour and three quarters, looking backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, and around my husband going, I've lost my keys. So bless him, he then came back. He said, we'll go and look for them. I said, you're not going to find them, just not going to find them. He said, well, look, we'll try. So anyway, we sort of stomped back over there. He walked ahead of me. Now my husband is very, very spiritual, but it's him just sort of being aware to it, because he's very logical. And he just said, you know, come on, we need to find these keys. We need some help. He just walked up ahead and then just lifted up these keys.
Just and like it magic.
Just like magic. But it just absolutely, that I'd been past that spot so many times, and he said, but I just felt this warmth that I was going to find them. He said, I just knew I was going to trust that we were going to find these keys, because I only had one flipper and it was going to cost me so much. I was getting myself in such a state. And I'd walked past that, and they were literally in the path, so I couldn't have missed them. And he just picked them up. And it just, for us to just stop and go, do you know what? We're not on our own. We are looked after. And, you know, it just gave me that, for both of us, that trust, that we have to trust. It's all timing.
And the signs and synchronicities too, I think. If you're kind of new to this journey, or you're sort of just starting to open up, that's probably the easiest way to launch into this, is you'll start being, maybe you'll see repeating numbers, which I see all the time, or maybe, you know, synchronicity. Exactly. You know, and, or like I'll be in the car and four of my mum's favourite songs will come on in a row and you think, oh, that's not a coincidence. I think tuning into those little moments, I call them, and trusting that, okay.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And it was, you know, we were saying, weren't we, about the energies being a bit weird yesterday. And it was just how it completely changed once, you know, because I was in my head adamant I was never going to find them. But him coming, and I think it was for him to prove as well that, you know, we are always, there is more than just us. And I just kept going all day, oh my God, I can't believe we found him. I can't believe we found him. But why? You know,
Well, such a nice message.
We have to trust. I know,
and that things are
a little feather, and it's like when I see a feather, it's always sort of a reminder of my dad that's around. So it was like, oh, and it's just nice, because it just keeps you going in those times when you do feel a little bit, you know. And that's what I say to people: if you write things down, it doesn't have to be essays, but even if it's like jotting things down in a little journal, because the more you go on your journey, I look at pieces of paper, I used to write meditation and think, God, is that me? because we grow so much, but we can only see it if we look back. We remember the bad times, but we don't remember the good times that get us to where we are.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I always think it's good to, when I'm like, I often say to you, like when I'm in a high vibe mood, like when something really amazing is happening, I'm like, oh, I've got to milk it. Like I have to milk that moment. And I try to, you know, be in gratitude, because you don't know when the next down's coming. So when I'm up and I'm high, I'm like, yes, all right, I love this person. I'm writing this down. I really try to stay in that high vibe as much as we can, because as we know, energy can change in a second, good or bad. And so I think when we do have those positive moments, that we really have to try and milk them for everything they get, because then that extends out to everybody else.
Yeah, 100%, it does. And, you know, we want to be around people that lift us up. Let's say it's like vibes. Say, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're going to go to somewhere that you're really looking forward to going to. You're going to be in a higher state of vibration. And then you just find, you know, you go, this was the best day, because you just attract more and more of it. Whereas if you wake up and think, oh God, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, you're on a lower vibration. And then you attract people around you and you just go, oh God, you know, this was the worst day. But when you're aware of it, it's not always easy to do. You do have to work on it. And there's days when you just feel complete shit and you're like, I don't want to. But you can turn it around, you know. But it's learning the tools to do it as well.
Exactly. So when people have Reiki, when we were talking about just extending the energy out, I think that's, I call it like the domino effect, the knock-on effect. So if you go in and experience a beautiful Reiki or therapy, massage, whatever they experience in the retreat room, then their mood is usually in a higher vibrational state. And then they'll carry that out onto their life or their family and friends. You know, it can really, it's that vibration of sending it out, you know, like the ripple effect of the love, the butterfly effect, in the sense, like one little ripple, you know, or one little flap of the wings, as we know, can have a huge impact.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And we all want to feel that, you know, that's all we want, is just to feel a little bit more like we've got this, because, you know, we all have days where we struggle and we've got stuff going on. But it's just having a little bit of a reset, but we don't know we need it until we have it. Yeah. And sometimes we live it till we're so, you know, like I say, you know, driving the car on it with no petrol in it, or, you know, you really need an oil change. You know, we don't want to leave it till we get to that point, but we sometimes do, where it then takes us longer to get back. Whereas sometimes if we can kind of catch it before it gets to, you know, that point, it can help. Or I'm going, I'm feeling this, or, you know, and it's because it is, I say, the Reiki is very much a love energy. It goes to where it needs for you. So I always say, you know, when we do the treatment, you're just quiet, have music on and lovely smells, but it's just channeling energy, but it knows where to go. So you just have to trust.
That's exactly right. And that's the same with light language too, because I'm speaking like, it sounds like gobbledygook or like a weird Russian language. People always want to know, what are you saying? Where is it going? And just like Reiki, it's meant to be felt and it's meant to be experienced, and it will do on the energetic plane what it's meant to do, just like Reiki will. It goes, like you said, it goes exactly where you need to go. And I think it's good to have a hybrid of various people that you see in practices, because we all need different aspects of healing, you know, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
It's food, isn't it? It's having different types of things to help you. But I think people are like, oh, this is different. But years ago, Reiki was very, I remember my mum having it years ago before people knew anything about it when I was young. You know, and now people know about it, but it's like your light language. It's only because it's a different modality that people aren't used to, that people are scared of. But when they have it, they go, oh.
Or they'll feel, you know, they'll start crying, or they'll feel things, and you're like, it's just doing, it's just a different form of energy. It's just like crystal. Yeah. I feel like I'm a singing crystal bowl, but just with words, like, you know, just as you would with something else. But here's a question for you, maybe a tricky question. As someone who does a lot of healing, who heals the healer? How do you restore your energy? Because you're giving so much, which is hard for us because we need to replenish. So I'm lucky I can go to Sarah and she grounds me. But what are your practices? What do you do when you're feeling a bit blah?
Well, it's funny because when I do Reiki on somebody, when I'm practicing the Reiki, because it's universal energy, the energy is go. So I explain it like a tap. So as soon as you turn on the tap, the energy is coming through me into the person and then back through me. So that's kind of filling me up. That is because I'm a giver and because I love to help people, that really helps me. I mean, I go to meditation, I use crystals, I read books. I just try and be aware of how I am. Yeah, and, you know, I do have certain people that I can speak to, but as I say, very much by me being in my room heals me.
Yeah, it's very much, I think, for a lot of people who practice energy work, you know, if we call it, you know, doing your purpose or what your soul is aligned to, you will always feel revitalized. So yeah. I think that's how you know when you're doing something. And
you do. People go to me, oh, don't you know, do you not get tired after doing that? And I'm like, no, I feel so much better, because it's universal life energy is what we come in and what we go out with. And, you know, people go, oh, I don't understand that. But it is energy, and it's just going through. So it's just constant. You know, it's just flowing. So when you turn the tap off, it will stop. When it goes, you know, turn it on, and that's what it's doing. And because it's in my hands with symbols, it will just channel, so I can hold onto someone's shoulders, or, you know, even when I'm doing a massage or any of the treatments that I do now in my room have an element of Reiki to it. Because I think even if we can just be touched or healed, even for a couple of seconds or minutes, it can go to where it needs to go very quickly.
Yeah, and I always say to all the skeptics out there, that's a scientific fact. By being touched, you know, we need physical human touch. It shifts our chemistry. It, you can see that, like, that's proven with our DNA structure. Like, on a really techie science level, you know that the human touch is helping. It's so good. So I love it. But I also like the fact that in the retreat room, you know, you have a whole range of other modalities. So you, like you said, you've got the crystals. And because you're intuitive, you can sort of say to someone, oh, you know, hold on to this. I feel you might need some rose quartz for the heart chakra today. But you also use cards and things, don't you? So sometimes you do intuitive readings.
I do. So, I mean, sort of the initial session is kind of getting to know the person, chatting a little bit about their journey, why, you know, why they want to try it. Some people just want to try it. Some people have got really, you know, stuff that they want to clear. And then we'll pick some oracle cards, which can give them a little bit of clarification, something tangible, because sometimes when we see it, we believe it. Energy is very hard to go, oh, well, it's just energy, you know, prove it to me. Whereas if you're chatting about something, I might chat about something because so I can start to sort of channel information now. Then we'll pick a few cards. And then from that, we can interpret a situation. Then we'll do the Reiki, and it kind of will all go into slot into place, like little bits of a jigsaw puzzle. I know that at the end, people will go, wow, because it kind of tells that story. And it's not me making up. It's not them. We know that it's something there that the they can see.
Everyone has proof. I think for people who are new to it, they always want the proof. And you know, I'm the same. I can channel, obviously, when I'm doing light language, I can channel into English. And a lot of people are like, oh, you're psychic. And I'm like, first of all, it's not me. It's like their information. It's source information. Yeah. I can't take any credit for it. I'm not that smart. So it's definitely the energy moving through. But we were talking about how everyone has their own abilities and opening up to, I think the more you open up to love and you're open-minded, the more things will probably flow into your life, or you'll be guided to find that book on Reiki, or you'll meet someone in a crystal shop. You'll start having experiences that line you up or put you on your path.
I sort of say it's like finding your tribe, you know, like how we met, and then we've met, you know, other friends that we've got. You know, some might be a little bit more into it than others, but you are on that same level, and you just get each other, and it helps you. And that's what I find, you know, I'm seeing a lot of younger people come in saying, you know, that I've got stuff, but they're so, what I would say is like awake. So they're blessed and they're starting on this spiritual journey and they've got all these things coming to them, but they don't really know what to do with them. Whereas when I was younger, I didn't. And I didn't really have the help until I found places to go. So if someone can come and, you know, I can go, well, do this or try this or this will help, or I experience this, it just makes you feel like you can, you know, you've got this, and it's a whole new world of different things, really.
Yeah, and it's, you are such a nurturer. You do have that beautiful nurturing element. And I think it's important too, like if you just want Reiki to relax, that's fine. You don't need to get anything else out of it. But for some people, like for me, when I have Reiki, I get activated, you know? So it's different for everyone. And as we keep saying and drilling it into everyone, it does what it needs to do. Sometimes I'll be super buzzing with information afterwards or seeing colors, and it's amazing. It really is. I think the more you experience, the more open you are to it. You kind of get a little bit addicted to when you start to see like colors or tingles or something happens, you kind of think, oh, this is interesting. And it's hard to sort of, you know, you want to keep having more and more sessions to see like what else will be presented to you.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, I say everything's a process, you know, and there's different people that do different things. And everybody's got their different way of doing stuff. It's just, I love it because it's helped me so much when I've needed it over the years. And I just trust in it. And I think I would never do anything that I didn't believe in or I didn't know that could help. And every session still I do now, I still go, wow, and we go, wow, because it's so lovely. And it really, really can help. And I think, you know, you're not, it's not taking a medicine or anything like that. It's just energy, and it just goes to show how we can shift stuff.
Yeah, our bodies are so powerful. That
Yeah.
And our minds too. We're really powerful.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah, touching people's heads, and I can feel this such a strong, buzzy energy. And then I get to their feet and there's no energy. And then they wonder why people just feel they're in the head, because we don't feel centered. So what the energy is doing is it's flowing through the body, you know, going through, and then it comes down to the end and going into the earth. Then people go, oh, I feel like, you know, I've got this now, because we're like a bit of a pressure cooker in our brain, and that's what happens. And then that's why we find, you know, we get all the stress and everything like that, whereas it just realigns us, but it just knows where to go. So, you know, someone might come in and say, I've got this, but I just say, just relax and just let it do what it's meant to do, and it will. You know,
absolutely, it will. It's just so beautiful. But you do other therapies as well, so it's not just Reiki, isn't it? So you do like facials as well, but like you said, they're all getting a little bit of Reiki. It's hard not to, because you are a hands-on healer ultimately.
Yeah, I'm a very, I like to touch, you know, in that bit. I like to be a very, yeah, I'm a very feely, I want to nurture, I want to tuck you in, I want you to feel safe. Yeah, so, you know, I've found working in salons and spas, I mean, I've been doing it for, 30 years, doing beauty, that I wanted my room to be a space that you can come to, switch off, just be for you. You know, you're not going to be judged, you're not going to be sold anything to. It's an experience, you know. Yes, I can do. I was doing all the other things, but very much now the modalities that I want to use are helping to heal. So when I'm doing a facial, it's very much, you know, nurturing and massaging the face and holding the hands and the feet, using crystals, beautiful smells, you know, things to help you feel uplifted. So that's kind of what my room is. Yeah, you know, I do color analysis, so you don't know what colors to wear, and you want, you know, you're feeling a bit drab, so you know, we can do different colors to show you which ones lift you, you know, that makes you feel emotionally better. You know, it's all very much based around heart-centered feeling, a wellness for you to come, you know, not rushed in and out. So you're not, that's where I'm coming from. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm going to put all the links below, but where can people find you? How can they find out about your, what you offer?
So I'm on Facebook, the Retreat Room. So that's probably the best place to look. And all my services are on there. Mm-hmm. And then you can give me a call. You can message me if you want to have a chat. I'm always around.
You've got Instagram.
Do you like to chat? Instagram. Yes, my Instagram. They're probably the two that I use the most.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, even if you've got a question, just give us a call.
Yeah.
You know, because we can speak to somebody, can have a chat and go, oh, how long is it? You know, we can do a little one, we can do, you know. But I just say, please just give it a try, because it is lovely.
Just be open-minded. And it really is just, it has benefited my life so much. And I mean, I always think if you have a massage, this is no different, really. It just, it works on such a deeper level. I mean, massages are great, but as you said, it's working on those four energetic fields, those planes. And I really do think it is a service of self-care, you know, to receive. I think a lot of females, especially, that's something we're not good at. We're in our masculine energy a lot of the time, being, doing, mothers running around, or organizing everything, working. And it's like, when do we stop and actually receive for ourselves, which is a big lesson I'm still learning. So I think that's one of the beautiful things about Reiki, definitely.
Thing, you know, and you look and you go, you know, we were saying about, wasn't we, charging and things like that. You know, we want people to experience it. So it doesn't mean that if you don't charge lots of money that you're not any better or any worse than anybody else. It's, you know, I think you should be able to experience it, you know.
For everyone, it should be there for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and if people need a little bit extra, if there's people that can't, you know, we are ultimately, as healers, we want to help people.
Yeah, you'll give the free services, you'll do a little bit extra if it's needed or if they're in an emotional spot. And same with light language, I'll give them a little sample or a little zap. It doesn't take much. Like, I can just do a minute and people can, it's live energy and they can listen to it over again. And just the same with Reiki, the effects last for a long time after, to sort of keep you topped up.
That's what I want to kind of get across, and being different is, you know, people think, oh, you do it from home, but I've worked in so many places like you have and all the fields that you've worked in, but we're just doing what we want to do in a space that people can come, you know, and have that time that you don't get, because everything is so rushed. Everything is, you know, next, in, out, this is going to be this amount. And
we'll try to sell you something. Or you need this on top of this. You need this cream, this lotion.
That's it. You know, it's like people don't, some people do. And as I say, I'm not for everybody. You know, if you want all the proper, you know, I say I'm the fluffy facials of the warmth and the love. If that's what you want, then you come to me. If you want all of the scrubs and all the other stuff, then, you know, as I say, there's people for everybody. Yeah. It's just finding one, you know.
That is such a good point too, because, you know, we're not everybody's cup of tea. Like we said before at the beginning, you just need to find what works for you. And I always think too, if you're having a Reiki or a mediumship or a light language and it's not resonating, that's okay. Maybe it's not meant to at that point in time. Maybe that's something to trigger you to realize, oh, I've got more work to do. Like, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It can shift you onto a different path altogether. So I do think that's something to be mindful of if you don't have a good experience with something, I think you can turn it around and take the positives out of it. Like, you were definitely still meant to have that experience, or you wouldn't have had it.
No. And that's part of healing. And it's sort of saying, like what you say as well, is when people come, we're not psychics. We're not, you know, we're intuitives. We can pick up on energy and we can guide in the information. But at the end of the day, you have to do your own healing. You know, that's where it comes from. And if you're invested in healing yourself, you will, you know, I think how many years I've been doing this for, and, you know, the pain and the tears and the heartache and the growing, and the same as with you, you have to go through that to experience it. You know, it's not quick. It isn't.
And healing is not a straight line, and it is not an easy pathway. So
I think
it's important to know when you need to lean on other practices that can help you on that pathway, and Reiki is definitely something that can help you.
There's different, you know, different things for not people. If people haven't got a lot of time, or, you know, people need higher things for, you know, than what we do. But to say, you'll find the right people, and generally, like what we do, we know people that we can go, well, you go to see that person, that might help you.
That's so true. And we're never going to be like, if someone comes to me and they're like, Jan, I'm experiencing this, if I don't have that skill set, I'm not going to give them a light language session, just the same as you. If it's something that's more, I don't think there's many things that Reiki wouldn't be relevant to, but in saying that, if it's not the right fit, we will find someone, if we can, and be like, have a look at this person on Instagram, or have a look at, you know, there's plenty of resources that we both have, whether it's a physical person that we can send you to, or whether it's just a YouTube or someone that can give you a different perspective. So it's an all-encompassing thing, I guess, for us. I would say we have a holistic approach in every sense. It's not just about our one aspect of healing, or our specialty, I suppose, our niche of what we do.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's funny how we do these things and we go, oh, you know, like what you do and I do. And but it's just at the end of the day, we've obviously, I suppose, been given these gifts, if you call it, which wasn't so much when you're younger, but it's.
Well, we didn't ask for them. For me, I was like, I would never have imagined it, but here we are. Yeah.
It's just now, and when you realize that you can help people, you know, by seeing them feel a little bit lighter, a little bit more peaceful, that they've coping through something that they're so desperately sad about, then it's worth it. You know, you can't put a price on that. It's not. And I think that's why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And just, you know, around, because it is definitely a place of love. And you know
that's right. And something else that, I mean, before we round up, you and I have always said too, that if our energy isn't good, we will not practice on someone, because we want to ensure that we are in our highest alignment and our highest good, to make sure the energy that we're transmitting is of a high loving quality. So if we're not feeling energetically okay, would you agree? Yeah, that we know to say if we have to reschedule. Very rarely.
Yeah, my body. Yeah. I mean, I try not to, but if, you know, my body will shut me down and it will make me that I can't do it that day, and then I'll be fine. But it's just my body going, right, Sarah, you just need to recharge because you've done so much. Yeah. And it's, you know, even though my energy, it's just, we still need to have that back to be the best that we can be for the people that are coming to see us.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything you would like to leave listeners with about what you do or your practice? A nice message.
I just would say, you know, I'm here. I'd love to see people. I love to chat very much so. but I just want to get the word out that, you know, just try it. It's, you can come, you can feel safe. And I think that's what a lot of us do. You know, you can just be yourself. There's no judgment. You know, there's a lot of judgment going on as well. And, you know, you're not going to get that here. You know, it's, I live near the bush. You can park outside. It's not in a shopping centre. It's nice and relaxing. You know, it's, yeah, I love it. And I hope that when you come, you'll love my room as much as I love my room. Yeah. And
we always want to hide in there. It truly is such a beautiful experience. So if anyone is thinking about it, and this is your little synchronicity from the universe to get it, this is your sign to go visit and experience some Reiki. Yeah. So thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing all that. I'll put all the links below as mentioned, and hopefully this has helped you in some way, everyone. So thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.